We're learning Masech the Sivah Misnaf Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the limud of Teisha V'Sachir. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that that's the limud that tells you that an Aral is Asa B'Tshuma. And the Gemara says, it says Teisha V'Sachir by Pesach, it says Teisha V'Sachir by Tshuma. This is the Gemara in Ayin Amid Aleph. And you learn out, just like Teisha V'Sachir by Pesach Aral Asa B'Y, Teisha V'Sachir by Tshuma also Aral Asa B'Y. And the Gemara says that it has to be Gzeir Shav Mufna. The one by Tshuma is not Mufna, because it's telling you a Chiddush. It's telling you a chiddush and Evan Ivi doesn't eat chuma. Teishav is kanikin yoylam, like the Gemara says, sacha kanikin yishanim. But if it only say Teishav, you think that's a kanikin yishanim. So that's why I say sacha timigala and Teishav. Al kabanim, the Gemara says a Teishav is sacha by Pesach is mufna. Because what does it mean? If it's a Teishav is sacha mamish, so the Gemara's lashon is mishum da havali Teishav is sacha itle mit Pesach, because he's an Evan Ivi, he's part of Pesach a kaimel and gabi chuma de leachal. We find out that Chumi does not eat Chuma. Alma delay kani le rabbi. Hachanami le kani le rabbi. Since you see that Chumi doesn't eat, Vaisa says there's no kinyan. So here also, there's no kinyan. So there are two things we shine him shtalzach upon. First of all, what exactly does it mean there's no kinyan? And second of all, even if there were to be a kinyan, why would that pater from the carbon Pesach? And on both these kashas, there's a different teretz from Taisus and the Rishenim, and I think they go l'shitasam, like we'll see. On the second issue, if there were to be a kinyan, why would that pater? Taisus asks the kasha, the way the Rishenim asks the kasha, even if there is a kinyan, why would you be pater from Karban Pesach? And Eved Kanani, there's certainly a kinyan. Eved Kanani does eat chuma. And even Eved Kanani is chayiv in Pesach, l'man liyom anoshim rishin chayiv. And then Taisus says, well, what about the man liyom anoshim rishin rishos? In fact, then, this Gemara is not saying that you're potter from, the Pasuk's not telling you you're potter from Pesach, the Pasuk's telling you even more, that you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. And Eved Kanani is allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. Even if you're Nashim Rishon Rishos. Machlokes Tanan, if the Isha is Chiyavis in Karban Pesach, Pesach Rishon or not. And that would be the same halacha by Eved. But even the man, the Omen that says Rishos, he certainly could eat from here. So Taisha V'Sacher, Lo Yoichal Bai, what's the Gemara's kasha? It can't be an Eved Ivri, because I see that Eved Ivri doesn't eat chuma. Veist ois, the rabbi is not kind to him. I bazai, so mamela, he shouldn't be brought from Pesach. You see clearly in Eved Kanani that the rabbi is kind to Kuni to Pesach, according to one Tanis. I have a Pesach, according to everyone he Kuni to Pesach. Why is the question based on the fact that it's loy kani le rabbi? And that's why you can't say the Pasuk Teishav V'Sach L'Echol Bai means Kipshutai, even Kani Le Rabbi, he could eat the Karban Pesach. So emphasizes, it means he would not be able to eat the Karban Pesach without the Minui that's Midas Rabbi. That's a din by an Eved Kanani. That no one else can be Mamana him on the Karban Pesach. He's not an independent player. The Minui has to be from his Rabbi, or if the Rabbi gives Rishus. So that's what the Pasuk would mean. Taisha v'sachal le'echal bai, if it were to mean an Eved Ivri, and the Pshad is kani le'rabbi, so then it would mean that Taisha v'sachal won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach unless his Rav was mamanahim or someone else was mamanahim. He's not an independent, can't make an independent minhut. So that's takin adin. And Eved Kanani is kani le'rabbi, so he can't be mamuna on anyone else's Karban Pesach with le'das rabbi. That's what the Pasuk would mean. But since we see that it's like Kani Le Rabbi, so Memela, he could be Meman on any Karban Pesach he wants. The Rabban brings the Pasuk, the Rabban brings his Teretz Amin, and he's Ma'ir, that the Lashon of Gemara, Mishum Davi Teish Sacha Iftalei Bi Pesach, the Lashon of Gemara is not Mashma that way. It wasn't the Havimin of Iftalei Bi Pesach, Avadi Mechuyiv to make a Karban Pesach, even Eved Knani is Mechuyiv Laman Diyam Anashim Rishin Chayva. It means Mishum Davi Teish V'Sacha, and be Asif and Tina Pesach with another Minoy, the Gemara is Mamish not Mashma that way. So we're showing him the Rabban, the Rashi Dvar, brings the Pirush Arayvit, that says we're going like the man, the Omar, Noshim, Rishim, Rishos. And we may only be half a minute and he's Potter. Aye, Taisus Kasha. But it says even more than that. It says Taisha Vesach Eloyechal Boy. So even if he's Potter, he'd be allowed to eat it. How would the fact that it's Kani Le Rabbi, how would that help you out? Maybe he'd be Potter. They still be allowed to eat it, so they say, that's the lav dafka part. It's la lume kusha. In other words, the kasha was, an Eved Ivri is part of him, a Pesach. He's like Kanalei Rabbi. And if he'd be potter, you still would have a kasha. Good. Even a better kasha. Not only could he eat it, he's mechuyev to eat it. If not for the kandel rabbi, at least he'd be potter from eating it. So these are the two mahalchim. How would the Kenyan rabbi affect his Karban Pesach? According to Taisus, it means it will affect his eating of the Karban Pesach if there's no minui, if there's a minui from someone else. That's Taisus Mahalach. And the Rishayim say that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying he'll be potter. And the Rishayim is saying it will affect his Chiyav Karban Pesach because he'll be like an Eved Kanani. And Taisus didn't like that because Taisus V'sachal Echelvay doesn't mean he's potter. It means he's not allowed to. And even if an Eved Kanani is potter, he's allowed to. But the Rishayim say, Tlalume Kusha. Now the other question the Rishayim discuss is that the Gemara says in Kedushin after Zayinam and Aleph, Eved Ivi Gufay Kani. So why is the Gemara saying Leikani Leirame when the Gemara Kedushin says Eved Ivi Gufay Kani? So Taisus answers, Gufay Kani is that he needs to get Shichur, and he's not Yetzer by Amira Ba'alma. He's a Kenyan. But Leinyan Mitzvahs has no Shaychus, that's what he says. Linyan mitzvahs, the guf v'kani has no shaychus. Ay, he's mudden a shifcha k'nanis. That's because he has to be eivet as rabbi b'ein b'ein v'ein b'layl. That's what Taisus starts off. So Taisus deals with the stira, that here it says, loy kani le rabbi, and in Kedushin it says, guf v'kani, that when we're dealing with mammon, there is a psakinyan. He needs to get shichur. When we're dealing with mitzvahs, there's no kinyan. But the Rashi and the Ritva, they say, that even though he's kani, but it's not a Kenyan gomer. Why? What do you mean it's not a Kenyan gomer? Because he has a way out, even without the rabbi, even without any input from the rabbi. He could pay money, Geroy and Kesef, and get out, and the rabbi can do nothing about it. He goes out b'sheish, he goes out b'yevil. And Eved Kanani is called a Kenyan, it's called a Gufay Kani. It's more, it's Kani Le Rabbi, because unless the rabbi wants and gives him a shichur or decides he agrees to take money to free him, the Eved Kanani will remain in Eved. Mashenkin in Eved Ivri, even though the Gemara says it's Gufay Kani, but it's missing in the Kenyan, it's not a Kenyan Gomer, V'haraya, he has a way out, he could give money and get out, he goes out, B'sheish U'B'Yevel. So Taisus says that what the Gemara means when it says, Loi Kani Le Rabbi, it means Linyan Mitzvahs. And Eved Ivri Gufay Kani means Linyan Mammon. And the Rishayim don't answer that. The Rishayim say there is a Kenyan, but it's not a Kenyan Gomer. So now the Meluim, and the Tshuvas at the end of the Sefer Simen Yizayin says that the Rashman Nidva, Alishitasim, Mesechta Skushin, after Zayin and Aleph. Then the Rashman Nidva say, you know what it means, Eved Ivri Gufay Kani? There's two Kenyanim by an Eved Kanani. There's a Kenyan Mammon that the Maisi Yadayim go to the Rav. And that, forget, that you don't have by an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, his guf doesn't belong, he's no Kenyan mammon, he's not the property of the owner. He's a worker, he has a chiyuv to work, he's not the property of the owner, he can have independent money, the ma'isi yadayim, besides what he has to work, is going to go to himself. But there's also a Kenyan iser. And Eved Ivri Gufay Kani, they say a tremendous chiddush, that means a Kenyan iser. And what's in the gay of the Kenyan iser? By an Eved Kanani, the Kenyan iser makes that he's usher to marry a Bas Yisrael, that he's partner in all the mitzvahs, that Isha is partner, but Eved Ivri, the Gufay Kani, the Kenyan Isser, is Matur in a Shifka Kananis. And Taisus is coming, Lahedya Lafuke that. Taisus says, there is no Kenyan Linya mitzvahs, that is Mutter B'Shifka Kananis, that's because Sarach Lavid is Rabbi Bein 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 Belayla, Kimishna Skar Sacher. But the Rajman Dva don't hold that way. They hold there is a Kenyan Isser, which makes a Mutter in a Shifka Kananis. So Avnei Mulum said, and we mentioned this earlier in the Samach Vavim and Aleph, that the Kenyan, which the Eved Kanani, that the Rabbi has in Eved Kanani, which allows him to eat Chuma, is the Kenyan Isser. You see, in the Ukiv Get Shichur, Zeichel B'Chuma, and even if he has no Kenyan Mammon, he's Mafkir Avdai, and he has no Kenyan Mammon at all, but still, as long as he needs to get Shichur, to be Chayiv in Mitzvahs, and to be Mutav of Asi Yisrael, he can still eat Chuma. So you see, it's the Kenyan Isser, which is a Chuma. So what the Gemara is saying, Tainat Avdimum, Lefidu Rishaynim, is that he's not considered to have a Kenyan Isser. And why not? I shteitach Eved Ivri Gufay Kani, he does have a Kenyan Isser. And that's what's matter in Meshifa Kananis. On that, the Rishaynim are saying a Teretz, but it's not good enough because it's not a Kenyan Gomer. Because he can get out of it. He can do Geroy and Kesef, Sheish and Yevil. But Taisus holds there is no Kenyan Isser by a Eved Ivri. Nothing. That's the point of Taisus. Avalinya Mitzvah's Loi. There is no kinyan iser. Even if you go for kinyan, means the kinyan mam. And hainu should get shechur. Then he eats it by mir v'alma. So it's interesting. According to the Rishonim, I can understand the shakl of tie of the Gemara. Because there really is a kinyan iser by an eved ivri. There is. And the kinyan iser, that's what Avnim Lum is saying, could be matzim ti chuma. But shteit akzeiris akasa by chuma. Teishav asacha lo yeichel by. Achidish. Vaisleis doesn't have genuga kinyan iser lagabi chuma to be matzim. Why? Because not a kinyan gomer. So who adin lagabi pesach now? As I will be a half a minute to pat from Pesach, because maybe he's like an Eved Kanani. No, since you see by Truma that he doesn't eat Truma, Vaisleis the Kinyan Isser is not enough for Truma, who adin it wouldn't be enough to pat from a carbon Pesach. That's how we shine and learn the Gemara. But according to Taisus, the Vart is he doesn't have a Kinyan Isser. So why do we need the Pasuk Taisha Vesach Aleichel by Truma? He doesn't have a Kinyan Isser. So Shtikl Dachik to say that Pasuk's Mechanesh, he doesn't have a Kinyan Isser. So that means I saw that Marshal says Ein Echanami, the Gemara is the Rav Chudamilsa. Really, we know a Klal Olava, that Eved Ivri is not good for Kani. And Karen Eira is Maisif a little bit on the Marshal, that he says, it says, Kol Torah Bebeitzka Yechal, so maybe the Torah Bebeitzka doesn't need a Kinyan. Kamashman, you need a Kinyan. As though you might think of Eved Ivri, eats Chuma because Kol Torah Bebeitzka Yechal, like the children eat Chuma. It's Bebeischa. Kamashma, no. Kain ki ikna nefesh kinyan kasmai. He needs a kinyan. But I'll go upon him. It's kum teisus ay. According to teisus, loy kani le rabbi means that there is no kinyan iser. Evid ivri gufa kani means there's a kinyan mamad. According to the Rishonim, loy kani le rabbi means there is a kinyan iser. It's just not enough to pat them from Karban Pesach. So I think that's also l'shitasam, that according to Taisus, if there were to be a Kenyan, so that would mean a Kenyan woman. Then, Ayvazai, the Kenyan that prevents him from eating the Karban Pesach doesn't make him into an Eved Kanani. The Kenyan that's eating Pesach means that he can't do B'loy Amno Asacherim. That would be like a Kenyan woman. And that the Gemara says, by the right, there's no Kenyan woman. Because you see that he doesn't eat Truma. According to the Rishonim, there's a Kenyan Isser that there's a Havim and a Tepater, like a Patim Eved Kanani, and that's also Kenyan Isser, and the Raya from Chuma is that there's not a Kenyan Isser Gomer. Now, the Avnei Melum asks the Kasha on Taisus. Taisus says that there is no Kenyan Linyan Mitzvah, Taisus calls it. We're calling it a Kenyan Isser. And he says, and why is he Mutter B'Shif of Kananis? That's because it says Mishnah Skar Sacher, that he's Eved Rabbi B'Yem of Alayla. So Avnei Melum says, I don't understand what that means. The Chayyid is Shayna right that there's a Kenyan Isser. Stam, if there's no Kinyan Isser, and you want to know why he's Mutter B'Shiv of Kananis, because he's Eved Rabbi B'Yem of Alayla? His Shiva to the Rabbi is not Matir Yisurim. I mean, an Eved Ivri doesn't work on Shabbos and Yantav, right? Obviously, his Shiva to the Rabbi is only things that are Mutter. So if there's no special Heter of Shiv of Kananis, so why would the Shiva to Rabbi say that it's Mutter? What's Pasha Taich and Taisus? The Nusach HaTaisus is that Eved Ivri Gufa Kani is Linyas Tzarech Et Shechur V'Eni Eitz Meir Balma Avonin Mitzvahs Loi. Aye, Hod HaShoy B'Shif HaKananis. How could it be there's no Kenyan Gufa Linyan Mitzvahs, meaning a Kenyan Isser, why is it Mitzvah HaKananis? And the Tzarech Lav HaShoy B'Eim 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 Alayla. One second. If there's no Heter of Shif HaKananis, the Tzarech Lav HaShoy B'Eim B'Eim is not going to be Matur and Isser. He doesn't understand Pashup Shat and Taisus. So Rabbi Chanan, in Simon and Zayin, Kaivet Tzarech Simon and Zayin, he says, Avadi, you need a special Xeris Akasav to be matter, that's clear. But Taisus is saying, it's not a blanket heter. If it would be mitzad, a Kenyan Isser, a Kenyan Linyan Mitzvahs, so then he'd be mutter for a Shifcha in all cases. But Shitas Taisus is, that he's only mutter in a Shifcha when he needs it for Avedis Rabbi. That's part of his Avedis Rabbi, Mishnah Skar Sacher, that he's Eved Bein B'Yayim Bein B'Layla. So part of his Avedis Rabbi is to get married to his Rabbi Shifcha and to have Lodis. But otherwise, he's also in the Shifcha. So that's Taisus Raya Kenegad the Rishonim. Rishonim, oh, there is a Kenyan Isser Lagabi Mimatir Shifcha. Taisus says no. He's 100% Mechayiv Mitzvahs. There's a Xeris Akas of giving him a Dchiyah of one of the Mitzvahs of marrying a Shifcha, Kedei to be Eved the Rabbi. Because if it would be Mitzvah a Kenyan Isser Azah, then he'd be Mutter all the time. And Taisus holds, he doesn't bring a riot to it, it's interesting. But Taisus holds, he's only mutter because of Chayev Lavin, it's Rabbi. So, Oy Bazay, you see, it's not Xeris Nakasav, it's not a kenyan iser, a kenyan linyan mitzvahs. Now, in the Etzim Chiddush, Achrayim discuss it. Is there a heter for an Eved Ivri to marry a Shifat Knanis, not Letzarech Rabbi? Right, we have a din, an Eved Ivri, the Rabbi's Meisel Shifat Knanis. The Rabbi could tell him, listen, you're my Eved Ivri, after Eved Vayim 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 Malayla, here's a Shifat Knanis, I want you to have children from them, they'll be my Avadim. Well, let's say the Rabbi doesn't have a Shifat Knanis. He's not interested. But the Eved Ivri says, listen, I'm an Eved Ivri, I want to get married to a Shifat Knanis. Could he or not? The Mishnah Lamelech Chilsavad and Perek Gimel Chagimel brings that the Marid had a suffix. Is the Eved Ivri Mutter B'Shifat Knanis Shleimasu Lei Rabbi? Is the Marashah in Gittin Afim Aleph and Aleph, it says that he's not Mutter. And right after night, the Kainer Aim, and also the Rishash, asked the Kasha of Gemara and Tmura, that's Mavura, that an Eved Ivri could marry a Shifat Knanis Shalacherim. And the Kaivet Saris brings this down in Siman and Zayin, and he says that Taisus can learn that we're talking about that the rabbi wanted Bedafka to, rabbi didn't have his own Shifat Knanis, but his friend did him a favor and lent him a Shifat Knanis that his Eved Ivri should be able to have children from him. So it's not a raya. But upon him, it's a discussion. There's a Gemara in Kedushin that Yadalim and Beis that brings him on the Omer that by Machru Bezdin, the rabbi gives him a Shifat Knanis, but not by Mecher Atzmai. That by Mecher Atzmai, the din of Shifat Knanis only by Mechru Bezdin. By Mecher Atzmai, stam someone is poor, he sells those Eved Ivri, there's no din Shifat Knanis. And the Ritva there says that the Pshat is that by Mecher Atzmai, it only means the rabbi can't force him to have a Shifat Knanis. That's not part of the Avdus, then he has to marry Shifat Knanis. But still, he's Mutter B'Shifat Knanis. The Ritva is the Shitasei. The Ritva, like the Rashba holds, that the din of Shifat Knanis is also Kenyan Isser. They hold that the heter is not tied to the fact that the rabbi could force them to have a Shifat Knanis. That there is stam a heter. That's why the Ritva is mefurish, who would answer the suffix of the Marit, that even if the loymasle rabbi, he's mutter, and he says even a bigger chiddush, even if the rabbi can't be meisim a Shifat Knanis, like Meicher Atzmai, according to that man, the Omer, he's still mutter. Taisus there, on the Avidalim days, also the Rambam Menuchas Avad is mefurish that the Mecher Atzmai is also B'Shifat Knanis. So according to Taisus, you could still declare that even if it's Mechru Bezdin, and the Rambam is Moslei, but if the Rambam is not Moslei, it could be his Aser. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns. And Taisus holds his no Kenyanisser is bringing a raya from the fact that Yemudah from Shifat is not coming mitzad the Kenyanisser, because if it would come mitzad the Kenyanisser, then it'll be mutter all the time, and since the Gemara says the heter is because Mishnah Skar Sacher, finds this is Xerius Akasov al Sashiba to the Rabbi. And now let's go back to the Gemara is discussing, Taisha Vesacher tells you that there's a Limud that just says an Aral is Aser in Karim Pesach is Aser B'Chuma, and Zor V'chol Zor tells you Zor Semantech V'Yaninus, and the Gemara discusses how do you know to learn an Aralus and to Mimayan Aninus, and then the Gemara says, that you, why don't you learn from Taisha Vesachar that Milas Scharav Avadav is Makir from Chuma? And the Gemara says you have a Miyat, Malta Isa Echel, Baibayin Echel, Echel, Hum, Bechuma. And the Gemara says, how do you know which one to learn? The same Shaila, how do you know to which one to learn? That, how do we know that Aral, you learn out as Asr, and Milas Scharav Avadav, Wumamayit, maybe Fakarit. Maybe by Aral say, Baibayin Echel, Echel, Bechuma, and Milas Scharav Avadav, do not be Mamayit. So the Gemara says, first teretz was, because of Aral is Mochamer Hanach Nefishin, and the second teretz is, Miyikimidi, B'loy Hanach Nefishin Nami Lamatzis Amrit, Miyikimidi Demilas Atzman Lamakav, Demilas Achrina Ma'akav. That would be illogical to say, that if he's an Aral, he can eat Shuma, but if it's Avadim of Aral, he can eat Shuma. So the Shaila Shtelsach HaShaila, why wouldn't that be a kasha? Why would you have to say Aral B'chol by Karban Pesach? Miyikimidi, once you find that Avadim, Ma'akev, Miyikimidi, Demilas Atzman, Loy Ma'akev, Demilas Achrina Ma'akev, what would be the svar? Why would the Torah have to write you din Aral by Karban Pesach? If the Torah already says the din of Milas Charev Avadav, why can't we know the din Aral al Miyikimidi? So both the Taisus Arash and the Ritva ask this Kasha, and they say two different Mahalchim, and there could be an Afkimin al Alacha between the two Mahalchim, like we'll see. Taisus Arash says, why does it have to say kol aleichobay? Diloy it's ksivay. If it didn't write it, to have him in the afgav the milah scharvadam akvanaisim aleichol. So kol shkain his own milah. That's only in the case where he's mechayiv to do the milah, and he could do the milah. So the Teis Rosh is maskim to the kasha. Avadiv milas charev avadav is ma'akiv sekolshkei milas atzmei. But there's a tonight, like we'll see in the next sugya. Milas charev avadav is only ma'akiv when it's possible for him to do the mila, and he's mechuyev to do the mila. But arul is even when it's meisu echem achmas mila, like we spoke a little bit before, and Be'ez Hashem will speak on that ayin aleph in the base. So it's through the Bipsulim. The Bipsul Aral is not because he didn't do the Bris Mila. If he can't do the Bris Mila, you have a Bipsul Aral. The Bipsul, the Ikov of Mila Skar of Avadav is Dafka when he could. So the Chari and I have a Kash a little bit the other way. So maybe Enechinami. We'll learn that from Shuma that Mila Skar of Avadav is Ma'akiv. And Avadav, who would the Mila Atzmai when he could do it? But we won't learn out from Pesach that Aral is Ma'akiv, meaning that when he's an Einus, he can't do it. So what's Pshat in the Gemara now? If it's two different things, and Einach and Ami, whenever Mila Scharav Avadim Makav Avadim is all Mila B'makav. But Arul is, why does it say Arul B'Pesach? To tell you a different din, a bigger Chiddush, that Arul is Makav, even if he can't do the Mila. So good, so right to say, the Kol Arul Eichel by that din is only by Pesach. Vayun Eichel Vayichel B'Tshuma. And Mila Scharav Avadav, you have B'Tshuma also. What's Pshat in the Gemara Mi'ikamidi? So Teis Rosh says, "Mikomakam came and dikel mail of tshuva vessel in oral shayecha b'tshuva aishim milskavu v'asem istabat filik meilas deguve." In other words, even if it's two different types of psulim, and it is shayech to say that milskarav avadav kima'akev and avadahu the milasasim, but only when he could, and still there won't be a psul oral, meaning when he can't. But if you have two limudim, you have a choice which one to learn. So b'davka to learn milskarav avadav and not milasatzmai. That's a din ilchas yafus, he wouldn't do that. That's what the Teis Rosh says. So according to Teis Rosh, kum Teis for being maskim to the kasha, that if mila scharev avadu bima'akev, that means his mila also bima'akev. So what's pshat? We have a din of kol arli echobai. Only negay for einis, with thee you don't have mila scharev avadu. Any time his einis is no mila scharev avadu, and you have a bezunder din when he's an arul, it's usher anyway. Now the Dva also asked the kasha, he says, what's the pshat? What was pshat in the Havimina? We're saying such a richtig etam. Nirikimidi, how is it possible to say that Mil Scharva Vada Bima'akiv and not Mil Satsmai? Hazak Diva, Yesh Lay Misalka Dait of the Dum Exeris Akasav El Hachmal Barilis Mei Besai. Kadesh Lay Yivshami Lamalaysa. Maybe Adarabba. Mil Scharva Vada Vatari says, we want you to do. It's going to be Ikav Abesach. Why? Says, Atama Dekra. Now you'll make sure you'll do the milah. Mashiach milah satsmai. We don't have to give you that incentive. You want to do the milah on yourself anyway. So Kondes Udva does hear it sad that a person who didn't do milah skarav avadav would not be able to do the Karim Pesach. But if he didn't do milah on himself, he will be able to do the Karim Pesach. Or Rituma, or whatever it is. And he says, sorry, because the Torah was more machmer on you, Shadei Shal Yivsha. So Kondes, according to Ridva, if he doesn't do a meal on himself, he doesn't have to do a meal skar of avad. Only meal on himself. And we'll see there might be an afkamina la'alacha. Now, the emes is, in the Mefarshi HaTayr, B'liol Mizrahi and the Maral, in Gur Aryeh, in Parshas Bay, they ask the Kasha Stamazai. Why would the Torah say, Kol Ar Le'echel Bay, if you even have meal Avada, meal skar being ma'akiv, why do you need Kol Ar Le'echel Bay? Typically, it's a kolshkein from Avadav and Skarav. So the Rebellion Mizrahi answers, because if you wouldn't say Kol Ar Le'echel Bay, you would say that the Taincha of the Pasuk, Chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef from Alta Isa Oz Ye'echel Bay, would mean the Eved. And there wouldn't be a Din Milas of Adam Ma'akev. It means the Eved could eat a Malta Isa. But since you anyway have a Pasuk of Arul, so the Eved, anyway you'll know he has to do a Mila, so that's why we use the Pasuk of Milas of Adav. In other words, Enechanami is maskim to the Kasha. Saying technically, I mean the Maral also in Guraye answers that you need a pasuk for Malkus. I say he would have a pasuk Kol Eichel, but he wouldn't get Malkus in Ein Shemenadin. So merely you need a pasuk for Malkus. But the Shara Melech in Ilchus Karben Pesach Perik Tes, he asked on them that there's a big chilek in din. He's mechavin to the Teis Rosh. It's a big chilek in din. Or you'd have the pasuk of Milas Kari Vavada, so you wouldn't have Melas Ba'inis. They have Kol Eichel, but you have even Ba'inis. The Aruch writes. Yeah, Teis Rosh, what he says is Teretz. And the Asher Shankiv, comments on the Reim and the Gerayah the other way, like the Ritvos Teretz. That the pshat is that Milas Avadav doesn't mean Milas Atzma. You have the Ritvos Teretz because the Torah is more makbid than Milas Avadav, so Yivsha. So you have both these Terutzim on their Kasha. But the Ashashankiv says L'maisir is a Chilik. Because we'll see in the Gemara later in the Vayan Aleph that Milas Avadav, he says, the Gemara says Mefurish, and Milas Karev also, Oz Yikrav Asaysay. It's a din in the Asiya. The Asiya of Pesach that's done when he has Avadim or Banim that aren't Gemalt. There is a psul in the Asiya. But Milas Atzma in Oral, he says, is an Achila. Kalar Le'echel Ba'ishtei. Doesn't say anything about the Asiya. So Mimela, Enechanami, if he's an Oral, so he's not Yetz in Asiya either because it's Shalai Le'echlov. But Lamaisa, there's no din be'etzim by Oral that Asiya has to be when he's a Mo. And that could only stim if you're all like the Ritva, that you can make that chilik. The Teis Rosh is mashma, you can't make such a chilik. So, yes, by Milas Avadav, there's a psul nasiya. So who would do my Milas Atzma? L'chol kamen nafmin aloch, I think. Let's say the person is an Arul B'shas Asiya, but he's planning on doing a B'smila, and the Mel is not there yet. He wants to do the Karim Pesach, and he'll get the Mila done. L'chol, if he's going to be a Mol B'shas Achila, the Chayyad is not called, I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. Come in after Mimil Adin. I saw in Chaim, Chishimei Nechaim, Leivel Rambam, that he quotes the Gemara saying that Oral is the Psul of Nasiya, not a Psul of Laichlov. Maybe he's nending on that any time you have the Psul of Avadav, you'll have the Mela Psul by himself, which is like the Taizir Rush learns. See, the Mechaschina Klaizer for a Shaila. He says, let's say someone doesn't do a meal on himself. He's over on the lav of Kalar Le'echubai. Is he also over on the assay of Milas Karev Avadav? That's what he claims. The Chayyad, that will come out. According to Taisa Rush, he would be, as long as he could do the Mila, so he's Le'egari from Avadav. According to Dvan, not necessarily. Because according to Dvan, Skarev Avadav is Dafka Skarev Avadav, because Shal Yivsha, Mashenkin by himself, you don't have that Svar. But even according to Dvan, the Pshan and the Meek immediately of the Gemara is, that Enechanami, you won't be able to know the Din Oral, because the Mila Skarev Avadav, you have a choice of both of them. Avadi Yudash and the Arelas Atzma, not the Milus Garev Avadav.